about it.
那么练这个保龄器还有规定时间。
And there is a designation to practice Bao Ping Qi. Best done in the morning with empty stomach. Empty stomach in the morning. And you need to sit in the seven lotus position. The seven Vairocana position. And you cannot practice too much. You cannot do more than 21 times in a day.Not over 21 times in a day. In the beginning, you can start with 5, 10, 15, or 20, not above 21 times. If you say, oh, you're diligent and you do it too much, then you would start to have swollen gums and nosebleed and red eyes.Ringing in the ears and headache. If you do it more than 21 times, not good. So you can only do it at most 21 times a day. Because this is like martial. It's very strong. Because when you push the qi, it has strong power.When you know that the inner fire or tomo is about to be ignited, I will talk about this in details later, because treasure vase energy is a kind of power, it's like a pump. It has power, it can push, it can create trembles. So when you lift the lower qi,and push the upper qi, sometimes there would be trembling. And that trembling is the movement of qi, or spiritual movement. And some people thought that spiritual movement is like a medium. Like, you know, there would be attached spirits or Buddhas and Bodhisattvas entering into you. Then you would go the wrong path, that's the wrong way. Then you would become crazy, be hospitalized in the mental hospital. And some people who became medium could become mad. So the Bao Ping Qi sometimes could be dangerous. If you push against the tip of your crown too much, you would die soon. And when you push against the tip of your crown, you need to visualize your yidam, use his feet to push, to step on your head, so that when you push against your crown, your soul will not get out of the body. So treasure vase energy yoga is the foundation of all inner practices.But if you're too diligent, then you would have nosebleed, red eyes, ringing in the ears, headache. So those are the side effects. But there are no side effects for nine cycle Buddha breathing or Vajra chanting. But the treasure vase energy yoga.Would have some nice side effects. And then you would have some supernatural phenomena. Because when qi enters into the central channel, your whole body would feel the Dharma taste. You would feel very happy, very joyful. So those are the phenomena of the treasure vase energy yoga of Bao Ping Qi.In the purse of the husband, there are $1,900. And the wife said, why don't you round it up? And the husband said, great. And then the wife took $900, and he only has $1,000 left. So what I meant is, just right, that would be good. Everything has to be just right. When you train in Bao Ping Qi, it has to be just right. It has to be just right for you. You cannot push yourself. I have to reach 1 minute. Not quite 1 minute.
1分鐘啊? Oh.
1 minute.
剛好1分鐘啊。
Just about 1 minute. That's called Bao Ping Qi. Most people start it with about 30 seconds, so don't need to push yourself or don't force it. And there's one more thing. You can add the divine water practice. I secretly tell you, other people don't know. Tibetan lamas, they only know about Bao Ping Qi, but they don't know about the divine water practice. And the divine water dharma practice is you use your tongue to rub against your teeth, rotating. This is to produce saliva. Once you have saliva in your mouth, you use your tongue to beat it, like when you beat the eggs, until it's foamy, just to beat the saliva into foamy. And then you swallow the saliva to the lower dantian, and then you breathe in some air to push it to the dantian. And in your abdomen, you have the saliva and the treasure vase energy together. And then when you disperse it all into all the channels in your body, that's called divine water dharma practice. What is the benefit of this practice? Once you know about treasure vase energy yoga, you would increase your light drops. Because you always push all your fluids in your body into your blood vessels. So blood, saliva, and air, and qi reach all parts of your body. So first, at this time, you would not age very fast. You would be youthful, and your skin is very soft and fair. The skin will not age very fast. So this is divine water practice. You will not age, and you would have very strong power that can be produced. And when you do this Bao Ping Qi, your blood, your blood circulation will not be blocked. It will not be blocked very easily. So when you train in the treasure-based energy yoga, you would not, it would not be easy for you to have strokes or arteriosclerosis. But by training the divine water, you would become young, youthful, because the hormones continue to circulate in your body, and you continually increase your hormones. So even in your 60s or 70s or even 80s, you can still bear children. So if you want children, sure, right away. So if you want a child, right away you can have it. If you don't want children, you can use the non-leaking practice. The hormones never go away. That saliva is also a kind of hormone. So when we eat, we have to chew. That is to mix the food with the saliva. That's the first step in our digestive system. As you start to digest in your mouth and in stomach, there would be another kind of excretion of hormone, etc. So when you do this, when you swallow your saliva, you're helping your own digestive system and also helping your own hormones. So that's divine water on top of the treasure-based energy yoga. This is only here you can learn this. Only I taught this. So if you don't want to age like you're an old man or an old woman, then you just do the practice of divine water more. It would help your stomach, your intestines, your blood circulation, and also Bao Ping Qi can help your blood circulations. And even the muscles can grow and would enliven your bones. How does the Chinese medical doctor say it? Basically, it's like rejuvenation. It's beneficial for the rejuvenation. If you don't practice it, even after you learn the Dharma practice, then you would not have it. You would not have the rejuvenation or youthfulness. But once you train, then you would have it. And Bao Ping Qi is the foundation for the non-leaking inner fire and light drop Dharma practices. That's why Guru Padmasambhava said that Bao Ping Qi is the source of all merits. Why? Because Bao Ping Qi can let you become non-leaking to ignite your inner fire and to descend and ascend your light drops. That's the treasure-based energy yoga of Bao Ping Qi. It's very truthful. The wife asked the husband, so what's the difference between me and the stocks? And the husband said, you and the stocks are both valuable, I cannot lack any one of you. And the wife was mad. I need a comparison. You know, the stocks, I can end my relationship with the stocks, but with you, it's impossible. The stocks can go up and down, but not between the husband and wife. And it's the same in our Dharma practices. We need to understand to alleviate your problems. Say if you have shoulder pain, that means there's blockage there. When you do your Bao Ping Qi, when you're dispersing your Qi, you guide the Qi toward here more, to let the Qi goes there more, a few more times, then it would be alleviated. If you have pain on your throat, when you're dispersing the Qi, push the Qi upward and let the Qi circulate there a few more times. And once you open the circulation, then the pain would be alleviated. If you have pain in your feet, or here, mostly in the older people on the knees, and you train often in the divine water or the treasure waste energy yoga, and let the qi over there, then the fluid between the joints would increase, and then the bone and the joint will not crush against each other. And if there is a lubricant there, then you will not feel pain anymore. So it can produce those excrement, produce those excretion. So if you train in the treasure waste energy yoga, you would have lots of saliva. And when we age, we would have less and less saliva in our mouth. So you need to increase your own saliva to alleviate your thirst. Then you would have less saliva and you will not have dry mouth anymore. If you often train in this divine water practice and to let the divine water enter into the treasure vase energy, and then you increase your qi, and it can be used in the future as a pump. And then in the future, when I taught about the inner fire, you would know the function of the treasure waste energy. So when the inner fire was ignited, you use the air to blow on the fire, like in the train. And it would generate a motion, a power. That's the function of qi. And it's continuous circling, and it can even push the whole train. So when you train in the treasure waste energy yoga, until the inner fire is like a locomotive, and then the fire is ignited, then you would generate power all over your body. And you use the power of the qi blowing on that fire is like the power of the motion of the locomotive. And we call it pump. So in practicing the inner practices, that you need to first master your treasure waste energy yoga. In the morning, I would do that. At first, I would perform prostrations, and then perform great offerings, and then recite the sutra, recite the mantras, and then I would train the treasure waste energy yoga every day in order to maintain the qi. And then I would do the divine water Dharma practice to keep youthful. And when you're young, you would be powerful. And when you're old, you have no more power on your hands or foot. See, Grandmaster can do this. You can even lift up your own body, so you have that power. I can do the single bar, double bar, gymnastics. I can do all of those. I'm 70 years old, and I can still do the gymnastics on the double bar. And I also have power on my abdomen. So when you do the Bao Ping Qi, you would have a powerful abdomen too. You can sit 90 degrees and use the power of the abdomen to lift your legs 90 degrees on the gymnastic, on the bar. Then you would know. Then you would understand how come we can lift up in the non-leaking, because you can absorb the light drops. Because if you can't do that, then of course you would drip. So if you cannot hold on to your light drops, and it is loose, and then of course you would lose it. How can you be non-leaking? Because with the qi, you can hold on to it. You can hold on the light drops. Then of course you would be non-leaking. So you can do it for a long time. Some people take pills to lengthen it, to extend it, but you don't need to. You can hold it. That's the non-leaking practice. So there is a benefit to train qi. Our ambas-